Hey friends, welcome to Unpolished but Called to episode 3, Why Prayer Feels Awkward and Why We Do It Anyway. Welcome, I'm Catherine Schaefer, Canadian author, Christ follower, and professional overthinker of everything holy and ordinary. This podcast is where we unpack faith with equal parts scripture, sarcasm, and snacks. If this is your first time, no pressure, we're not polished, we're just trying, awkwardly. Hilariously, to walk with God in the everyday chaos. Pull up a chair, the tea's here, the word's here, and there's always room for the mess. So why prayer feels awkward? Let's start with the obvious, and then not so obvious. Prayer is weird. I don't mean spiritually profound. I mean it just feels strange. Talking to someone you can't see. Posting your heart into the air. Hoping the divine responds. And when you're asked to pray out loud, that's a stage you didn't audition for. Even the Bible's transparent about the awkwardness. Romans 8:26 says, "Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered." In the original, that's not faint praise. It's a spiritual hug. The Spirit helps us when we don't even know how to pray. It's divine gibberish translation, and that's kind of beautiful. So the awkwardness is part of the blessing. Prayer only feels out of place because we treat it like a performance, but it isn't. Instead, think of prayer as a living, messy conversation, not a recital. You don't need 6 words. You don't need perfect dictation. You just need breath and honesty. Sure, the Lord's Prayer gives a model, and it's a good one. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Matthew 6, verse 9 to 13. But it's not a TikTok trend you need to follow. It's a framework. Use it. Don't be used by it. Let me offer you a few other permission slips for prayer. You can keep it short. Help me is more powerful than we give it credit for. You can keep it messy. Random thoughts, emotional turbulence, that's human and God gets it. You can repeat it. Because sometimes faith looks like the same simple prayer spoken over and over. So, when prayer hangs out in real life, prayer isn't reserved for holy moments. It happens in morning coffee sips, when your heart's still asleep, traffic jams where you promise you'll be kind if you just get home, late night thoughts that you don't share with anyone else, silent confessions when nobody's around but God. I know, none of this feels holy in the Instagram sense. But read your Bible. Some of the strongest prayers landed in valleys, worry, and midnight heartache. So why does Scripture help us pray? Scripture isn't a crutch. It's the wind beneath the prayer when yours sputters. For example, Psalm 13 opens with one of the rawest prayers anywhere. How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord? Forever? How long wilt thou hide thy face from me? Psalm 13:1. That's not the prayer of a defeatist. It's faith wrestling with darkness. And authentic faith wins even there. Scripture arms us with vocabulary when ours gets weak. It reminds us of truth when our hearts are tiptoeing, and it redirects our vision when our eyes can't carry weight. And the reward of staying awkwardly in conversation? People sometimes ask, does prayer even make a difference if my life doesn't change? So here's the truth. Prayer doesn't change everything around us. It changes us inside. It aligns perspective. It rebuilds hope. So if we look at Ephesians 3:20, Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. So let's put that in modern terms. God doesn't operate on our script. He works power in us. Prayer positions us to receive that power, and often without fireworks. So how do we keep talking when prayer feels flat? Here's what's helped many people, including myself, stay connected even when faith feels like rice pudding, bland, bland, bland. 1. Name your truth. Say it. I can't pray. I'm exhausted. I'm sorry. 2. Use scripture as scaffolding. Even whispering psalms counts. 3. Be consistent, not perfect. It's not about length or eloquence. It's about return trips to the conversation. 4. Pray with others who feel awkward too. Community prays weird just like you. 5. Keep it short and real. God isn't grading length. He's embracing presence. So whether you're talking, freaking out, praising, or sobbing, prayer is the conversation of relationship, not a religious task. Think of it like texting your best friend. Short, unsure, weird, but real. And note, God didn't invent prayer to impress people. He invented it to adore, to heal, to hear. You don't get pride in praying well. You get peace in praying often. And for a little poetic nudge, here's an early Christian bench prayer I love. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a poor sinner. Short, honest, still used by people today because it relentlessly hits the truth. We need him now, even when we have no idea what to ask for. So that's all we have here today. I'm going to leave you with that. Prayer doesn't have to be graceful. Just needs to be you speaking to him. Thanks for showing up, friends. If today's episode made you feel seen or less alone in the weirdness, would you tell someone you're messy too? You can always find more unpolished encouragements at katherineschaefer.com. Until next time, keep praying, however awkward it feels. God loves hearing your voice. Until next episode, God bless.